Welcome to Fiyam Yerushalmi, with Yeshiva sponsoring the schus of the return of all the hostages and the end of the war in Eretz Yisrael. We're holding an Erevin Daf Chavov in the Oizvod edition, Perek Shlishi, starting Halacha Vov. Zog the Mishnah. In Bochoko min Mizrach, Eruvin Mizrach. The Mishnah continues the case that we spoke about in the previous Mishnah. Someone who makes a condition on Eruv. He puts an Eruv to the east of his place and he says, if a Chacham will come to the east, so then Eruv should be to the east. He puts another Eruv to the west and it says, if the Chacham comes to the west, my Eruv is to the west. Meaning there's two Chachamim coming to both places. I'll be able to go to any place I want. And then I found out the Chacham didn't end up coming. So then I don't want the Eruv to work at all. All these conditions work. If you have two people coming, one of them is Rebbe, one of them is not his Rebbe, so you say, you assume that he meant to do the Eruv to where his Rebbe is coming. If they're both Rebbeim, then he could choose where to go to. Some say that if the Chacham comes to the Mizrach, he wants the Mayur of Eruv to work. What does it mean? Explains the Gemara. One is the Girsa that comes to the east. We're talking about the Chacham. He wants to come and hear a drasha from the Chacham. So he wants to go towards the Chacham. The one who says to the west, talk about who's a Rogel. Who's a Rogel? So the Reb Chaim explains it, is the Rogel refers to someone who just teaches the regular things. He's not giving any chidushim. He's teaching the children to learn and to daven. So there's no interest to go to there. Why does he want to go to the other direction? So Reb Chaim explains, talk about there has a chacham to one end and a rugged to the other end. He says, if the rugged comes to this end, I want the Eruv to go to the other end. So the girsa of this mandomarim is that he says, if I know the rugged, which means the Rebbe, I'm not interested in going specifically to hear his shir. It's coming to the left, so that I'm going to be going to the other direction. Now the Gemara continues, the next few lines, some don't have this girsa. According to our girsa, if he has one he's used to going to, that's the one he's intending to go to. If he goes to both, so then he could choose where to go to. Halacha Zayin Zok the Mishnah. Rabbi Elazar Yomer Yom Tov Shu Somuch L'Shabbos. If Yom Tov is right next to Shabbos, Ben Milfaneo, Ben Melachoreo. Doesn't matter if Yom Tov is on a Friday or Yom Tov is on a Sunday. So what happens then? If one is interested, me'arev odom shnei eruvin. A person can do two eruvin. V'ayim eruvi b'harishin l'mizrach, v'ashein l'marav. He could say, the Yom Tov, well, I'll be going to the east. On Shabbos, I'll be going to the west. Or, harishin l'marav, v'ashein l'mizrach. The first day I'm going to the west. The second day I'm going to the east. Or, eruvi harishin v'ashein kibnei eri. The first day I want to eruv, the second day I want no eruv at all. I want to stay like the other people of the city. Or Hasheni Varishon Kivnei Yuri. The Shane is the Eruv, and the Rishon will be like the people of the city. So what does Reb Elazar hold? Reb Elazar hold that when you have Yom Tov next to Shabbos, it's not one Kedusha. It's two different Kedushas, two different days, each one its own Kedusha. You can have an Eruv in the first day to one direction, and the other day is something else. Either another Eruv, or it could be no Eruv at all. He either chooses to do Eruv to one side for both days, or doesn't do Eruv at all. He needs to do Eruv to do both days, or not at all. He can't choose to do one day yes, one day not. So the simple understanding of Rabbanan is, they hold it's Kedusha Achas. It's one big Kedusha. And if it's one big Kedusha, you can decide to split it. As Reb Chaim points out a little later, based on the Bavli, Chacham don't say definitively that it's one Kedusha. It's a suffix. If it's one Kedusha, two Kedushas. And therefore they go to Chumra, as we'll see soon. But now the Mishnah asks, Ketzad Yaseh, how exactly do the Eruv for both days? What's the issue? So we'll see in the Gemara, the problem is like this. To do an Eruv, if Yom Tov is on Friday, to do an Eruv on Thursday for Shabbos, you can do. You need to do Eruv on Erev Shabbos. To go and to do the Eruv on Erev Shabbos, which is Yom Tov, you also can do. Because you can't do Achamna from Yom Tov to Shabbos. So he needs to do something which will be a way of doing the Eruv on Friday, but without being a real Achamna, without doing a real preparation from Yom Tov to Shabbos. So what does he do? Ketzad Yaseh. Moylicho b'rishon v'yachshich olav v'noitloy. In the first day, meaning in Yom Tov, he comes on Thursday night, Thursday right before Yom Tov, and he makes the Eruv, and he waits till night comes. So as Yom Tov comes in, the Eruv is chal. Then he takes the Eruv, because once the Eruv came, once Yantov came in, the Eruv happened, he could take it with him. Ubaloi, and he comes back to his house. Uvasheni on Friday, meaning on Yantov on Friday. Mach Shecholov, he comes close to the end of Yantov. Voichlo, and he eats it as it becomes dark. Meaning he walks there towards the place of the Eruv on the end of Yantov. Waits till it becomes night. Now he can't carry it anymore because it's Shabbos. So he eats it where he is. Uvala, and he comes back to this place. Nitzo mistaker ba'alichoso, mistaker be'eruv. So mistaker ba'alichoso means the alicho works to have eruv for the next day. And mistaker be'eruv means he eats it. So he is able to enjoy the food of the eruv. Now why is this better? Because this eruv is already an eruv. You made eruv the day before. It's not so much hachana from Yontov to Shabbos. Because all I'm doing is I'm using the same bread, which is already an eruv. I'm using it the next day. So even though really this works as a new Eruv for Shabbos, but because it already has the name of Eruv before, it's not considered to be a chana from Yom Tov to Shabbos. Concludes the Mishnah of Chov Amud Beis, B'necha b'rishoin, Eruv l'rishoin, v'ein Eruv l'sheini. Rabbanan would say, but if the Eruv got lost after the first day, so then it works only for the first day, not for the second day. So what do you see over here? You see, according to Chachamim, it's not Kedusha Achas. And that's what right away it tells him Ablazer. If you're telling me that if the Eruv gets lost on the first day, so then you need to do a new Eruv for the second day, that means each day it's its own Kedusha. Because it will be one long Kedusha, meaning the Yom Tov and Shabbos will be one long day. Once the Eruv starts on the first day, it should work for the second day. So here you see what it says in the Bavli. The Rabbanan are not sure if it's two Kedushas or one Kedusha. They go to Chumrah to both sides. They say you can change between the 2 days because maybe it's one Kedusha, but you need to have the air intact for the second day because maybe it's two Kedushas. Says the Gemara, so in the Mishnah it says they could say you could do only to one side and only to both days. So the Gemara explains it goes together. What's in the Mishnah? Or no me'ar of kol ikur, meaning it's something you have two options. According to Chachamim, either you do the eruv for both days for the same direction, or you don't do it all. Now both sentences in the Mishnah come together. It says the Gemara, "Moedu ablozer sheinu ma'ariv chatziyoyim b'dorim chatziyoyim b'tzofen." So what is the claim the Rabbanan telling Rabbi Elazar? Rabbi Elazar, you yourself agree you can do one day an eruv for half the day to the north and half the day to the south. Has to be the entire day the same place. So because Yom Tov and Shabbos is considered to be Kedusha Achas, I can't split the Eruv. Similarly, you can do Chatzi Yoyim B'Doron Chatzi Yoyim B'Levni Yuri. You can do half a day to the south and the other half you won't have Eruv at all. As Amr Lo Kishem Shalach Hilakta Lon Yoyim Echot Kach Lo Tachlak Lo Shtei Yomim. The same way in one day you agree you can't split the Eruv to two different parts of the day. So in 2 days is one Kedusha and you can't split it to two different parts. Says the Gemara of a Shavi, they agree, Shaloitinana Basal. Don't put the Eruv in the Sal. Why? As we explained in the Mishnah, the same Eruv they use for Yom Tov, you have to use for Shabbos, in order for it not to be Achana. So if he takes that Eruv and puts it into a basket, now I don't know what I use for my Eruv. And as the Gemara says, Oh my Bo, Shemi Yishka V'yachlanu. Maybe by mistake you'll eat that, and then you will use something new for the Eruv. You can't do that. No, sir, Messiah, by mistake, he did put the bread into the basket. Take the entire basket to use that for the Eruv. Because again, you don't want to use something new. You want to sue the same thing you use Yom Tov for Shabbos. If he ate one of the breads before the end of the day, meaning now he may have eaten the bread that was used for the Eruv, and now he can do a new Eruv from Yom Tov for Shabbos, I raise the Chomer Gomel. So now he's stuck. He's not sure if the Eruv is a good Eruv, if he has Eruv over here, or he does not have Eruv. And why is that? Why is he stuck? Because according to Rabban, I'm not sure if it's Shtei Kedushas Kedusha Achas. So he did Eruv Erev Yom Tov. Maybe that Eruv worked for the entire Yom Tov and Shabbos. But maybe it's Shtei Kedushas and it worked only for Yom Tov. So maybe that Eruv he doesn't have an Eruv for Shabbos. So he mainly, he's stuck at Shabbos, he cannot walk more than the space that the Eruv and the city allow him to walk, which means only between the Eruv and the city, not to any other direction. It says the Gemara Tama Tanin, it says the Mishnah on Meseches Tvul Yoyim, Login Shehu Tvul Yoyim. You have a small pitcher, which is Tomit Tvul Yoyim. So meaning, what is Tvul Yoyim? It went to the mikvah, but you still have to wait for the evening in order for it to become tar, and in the meantime, you're not allowed to use it for truma. He filled it up with wine of Meiser. Meiser doesn't have the same level of of Tahara, of Truma, it's only Meiser, so it could be in a vessel which is Tvuyoim. But this Meiser is Tevel, meaning I still have to take out of the Meiser Truma's Meiser. So Truma's Meiser needs to come out of here. So what is he doing? He says, I want this to become Truma's Meiser, what's in the pitcher, only once it becomes dark. So then it's okay. Why? Because once it becomes dark, it becomes tar. This vessel went to the mikvah. Right now it's Tvuyoim, and you're not allowed to put Truma in it. Once it reaches the evening, it will become tar. So he's saying the wine in this pitcher will become truma once you reach the evening. And it's okay. Then truma spice, it doesn't become tummy. Imomar, I raise the eruv, lower maklum. But if it says this will be an eruv, it won't work. Why? Because the eruv needs to happen before the evening. And because he cannot eat it, because right now it's a tevel, he didn't take truma spice out of it until the night. So he can't use it as an eruv. It's something which is not edible when Shabbos comes in. Says the Gemara, you know, there's a question in your Mestiz, the Loi Kerbelez El Churo, that Mishten, Tvul Yorim, is not like a Blazer. The Blazer, Omar, was using a Chaim's gear, so, you could do an Eruv after Chashecho. Why is that so? How do we see the Bar Blazer? Because the Blazer held that you could do one Eruv for Yom Tiv, and another Eruv for Shabbos. Right? You could do an Eruv to Yom Tiv that will be in the East, and Eruv to Shabbos that will be in the West. When exactly is the Eruv of Shabbos Chal? Can't be chal miboy yom. Can't be chal before Shabbos comes in. Because first, we'll be making me yom till the Shabbos. That's issue number one. Issue number two is, he is right now in Yom Tov, can go only to the East. How can he put an Erev to the West? So the answer is, the Erev to the West happens when Shabbos comes in. So more it derives from the Mishnah, the Kurta Blazer, the Erev doesn't happen miboy yom. The Erev happens only once it becomes dark. Says the Gemara, no. Rav Yirmiyahu ben Shem Zeiro, Divrei HaKol Itamon. Everybody agrees. And the Mishnah and Tvul Yoyim, because the Eruv has to happen before Shabbos. You know how it works according to our Blazer? On Thursday, when he puts two Eruv in, the Eruv for Yom Tov for Friday is Chal on Thursday, and the Eruv of Shabbos also is Chal on Thursday. He does it in Thursday ready for Shabbos. Says the Gemara according to this, of Chagabai, if he's standing on Thursday, I want the Shvisa to be good for Friday night, meaning for Shabbos. I'll die the Deblaz. According to Deblaz, will be good. Because according to Deblaz, you could put an Eruv 2 days early, as we see by us when Yom Tov goes to Shabbos. Because is the one that Chavzayin and Mudalef. I'll die the Deraban. According to Deraban, it won't work because you need to do an Eruv on Shabbos itself. Because we saw in the Mishnah, how did the Mishnah explain according to Rabbanan how do you do it? You do it in Erev Yom Tov, and then you come back and do it for Shabbos. You see, you can do an Erev Yom Tov for 2 days. So you can do it on Thursday for Shabbos. Says the Gemara, Omar Abayasi, no, not necessarily. Could be Rabbanan also agree that you could have put it on Erev on Thursday for Shabbos. Only by us you can't. Well, according to the Gersa of Reb Chaim, is Lama Ein Ma'arvim Erev Yom Tov Shabbos? Why can't I do an Erev before Yom Tov to Shabbos? You know why? Using again the Gersa of Reb Chaim, Sheken Ein Ma'arvim Erev Shabbos to Shabbos, because you can't do an Eruv on Friday. On Friday, I can't do an Eruv because it's Yom Tov. So if I can't do an Eruv on Friday, I can't do an Eruv on Thursday either. But when I could do an Eruv on Friday, I could do it on Thursday, as the Gemara continues and says, Pram Hako, Yilvu, Eruv, Larim, Erev Shabbos, you can do an Eruv on Friday. Unless Shabbos, in order for Eruv to be Chal on Shabbos, Ma'arvim Filu B'Chamish B'Shabbos. So you could do also on Thursday. When you could do it on Friday, you could do it on Thursday. If I can't do it on Friday, then I can't do it on Thursday either. Concludes the Gemara of the Sugi and says, Omar Blazer, we're bringing our Brayser. Blazer told Chachamim, you have to bring the bread back for the second day. You can't just put it before the first day and want it to be for 2 days. Right? Also, you agree, if the Eruv got lost after the first day, he cannot use it for the second day. So you see that you agree that it's two separate Kedushas. That Friday, which is Yom Tov, and Shabbos, which is the next day, two different Kedushas. That's why the Eruv one does not work for the second. They came and answered him and questioned him. Meaning, don't you agree that I can't put an Eruv to do a new Eruv on Yom Tov or Shabbos? I can't place an Eruv on Friday, which is Yom Tov or Shabbos. Why not? That means you agree that this is one long Kedusha. Therefore, I can't do an Eruv on Yom Tov or Shabbos. Reb Lozo will answer, no, it's not because of one long Kedusha. It's because of a Chano. I can't be making for Yom Tov or Shabbos. But now that it's one long Kedusha. So that's the discussion over here. Do we have a tzad that it's one long Kedusha or not? Chacham at least have a suffix about it. Reb Lozo holds clearly two separate Kedushas. With this, we conclude Yushalmi Eruvin Dav Chavov.